We're joined by incumbent Republican State Senator Hugh Farley. Earlier on, we heard his Democratic opponent, who is Susan Savage, a member of the, in fact, chair of the Schenectady County Legislature. But the reason we're doing the Farley-Savage race, if you will, on this edition of the town hall is that there's a primary next week, and that Susan Savage is challenging Hugh Farley for the conservative line in the primary. Do you think she's got a chance?
Everybody's got a chance. I am the endorsed candidate of the Conservative Party, and I've always run as a conservative. I think I'm recognized as such, and she's running on the Working Family / Acorn Party line, which is the antithesis, if you will, of the Conservative Party. So it's unusual, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to run hard. I had a town hall situation with the conservatives the night before last, and it was very well received.
Now, Susan Savage, you said you described yourself as a conservative. She focuses on spending in state government, saying that you have supported that over the years.
I think that's rather untrue. I have voted against every single tax increase, particularly the last 2 years. I've never really supported any tax increases. As a matter of fact, the Republican Senate has had a history of cutting taxes, billions of dollars. We are truly one of the highest tax states in the nation, but we were number one. We're not anymore because of some tax cuts that we made a few years ago.
Now, you also have lately focused your attention on what you call one-party rule in the state of New York, which you oppose.
You know, Bob, let me say this, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or whatever you are, one-party rule is not good. It's not democracy. It's the way that these tyrannical governments run. And, you know, one party controls everything in New York State. You know, incidentally, let me just say this. The governor is from New York City. The lieutenant governor is from New York City. The speaker of the assembly is from New York City. The president of the Senate is from New York City. The majority leader of the Senate is from New York City. The conference leader of the Senate is from New York City. The chairman of finance is from New York City in the Senate. Every leader in the Senate is from New York City. The attorney general is from New York City, and the controller is from downstate. You know, this is not good. I've seen dysfunction, but this is dysfunction on steroids. Once they had one party in control of everything, it was supposed to run smoothly. It doesn't.
Now,
that's why I'm running for re-election. We've got to take back the Senate for some balance in this state.
And I'll ask you about that in a moment, but Susan Savage deplores your line of thought here as more finger-pointing. She says the point is that she would actually do things that you have not done if elected.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm ready to point fingers because I think it deserves. That's all I heard. I worked the Fonda Fair in Montgomery County, and I was very, very pleased with the reception I received, but they're not pleased at all with what has happened in the Senate this year. And I'm very surprised at how astute and how aware people are of what is happening in New York State.
State Senator Hugh Farley joins us on our town hall. Earlier we heard from his Democratic opponent, Susan Savage, who's also mounting a challenge in the Conservative Party primary, which is next Tuesday. Susan Savage running as a write-in. And again, both of you have a record to point to. Do you think you will be hurt? Because it's generally seen that her record, the record of growth in Schenectady County, is a good one, as opposed to what you're associated with, which is state government.
Give me a break. Guess who founded and wrote the law for Metroplex, which is the economic engine of Schenectady? It's taxpayer-funded by sales tax. That was my law that started that. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan, and it is nonpartisan. I don't know why Susan Savage takes credit for all of Metroplex that they've accomplished. Let me just tell you what I brought to Schenectady. I brought the transportation building. I brought, it's the only city in this outside of Albany that has two state office buildings, which I brought there, the New York State Lottery, the Taxation and Finance, the Transportation Office, the Commission on Quality Care, the Zone 5 Police Academy, which is named after me. These are literally thousands of state jobs that I brought to Schenectady. I brought millions of dollars for downtown development. And, you know, I think somebody might be taking credit for something that I did, but I don't want to point fingers, as I'm accused of.
I see. Also,
and incidentally, when you talk about taxes and cutting taxes, Schenectady County is the highest taxed county in the Capital District. Bob, could you believe, out of the thousands and thousands of counties in the United States, Schenectady County is the 19th highest tax county in the nation?
No, did not know
that. I pay taxes. Yeah. I haven't seen them going down.
Your opponent also is challenging you to more debates than have been scheduled, including debates up here. She was kind of strong on that last hour, saying, why doesn't Hugh Farley agree to debate me somewhere in Montgomery and Fulton counties? All the debates are down in Schenectady, or the Schenectady area, as I understand it.
I have been all over Montgomery and Fulton County, particularly in this election, because that's my strength. And I really enjoyed talking to all of those people and hearing their things. Incidentally, we have three debates scheduled. That's the most I've ever had with any opponent. Incidentally, that's always the ploy, if you will, of a desperate candidate. They want a lot of debates. I think you brought that up when you were saying
Well, but and it's also the ploy of the incumbent to not want a debate. I remember the days
correct.
Of Mario Cuomo and so forth. But
that is,
so, but what
as
you're
a matter of fact,
all right.
Mario Cuomo would not debate.
Yeah.
And I'm giving three debates. I think that's adequate.
All right, but what about up here? I mean, it sounds like you like to visit here, but would you debate up here? Say, if the Chamber of Commerce is somebody.
Listen, all of these debates are public, and they're in three different places. B'nai B'rith is a Capital District group that I'm debating with, and I have no problem. I've already scheduled three debates. I'm in Schenectady, in Saratoga, and the B'nai B'rith is in the Capital District. We're going to cover my district as best
right.
I can.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of time at that Fonda Fair meeting with thousands of people, literally thousands of people. And I've been very, very aware of what is happening in Montgomery and Fulton County.
Senator Hugh Farley, we're almost out of time. The election's next week. You've had a lot of opponents over the years, and obviously you've persevered for over 30 years, but you hear people saying, you know, this one might be different because of the situation, you know, in part because of the situation, in part because of your opposing candidate.
I think it's good. This year may be very much different because all I hear, and I heard it on our town hall meeting, they're gravely concerned at the national level. The Republican Party, I think, is going to have a magnificent year. There's polls out. I'm very pleased with my polls. But there's polls out that show that congressional candidates in our state are in very deep trouble. I'm speaking of Democratic candidates. And the Republican Party, in my judgment, is going to have a wonderful year at the election ballot. And I like to think of myself as a Republican.
Senator Hugh Farley, I thank you for joining us. You have a good day.
Thank you.